The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madanisha, we once again welcome you in our program The Knowledge and Wisdom. In this program, we select certain topics and we try and gather the pearls of knowledge and wisdom. Today, very interesting account from Bani Israel that is mentioned in the Holy Quran we'll be discussing. What is that account? What we'll be discussing and what lessons we'll learn? What knowledge we'll gain and what the pearls of wisdom we'll attain? We'll be learning in short while. Be with us from start till end. Insha'Allah, it'll be a very interesting and informative program. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen. Respect you, good intentions are very important. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Maulana, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset. We should not forget to make good intentions. As I'm presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching this program, you can make this intention, you watch from beginning to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge on to others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ ثم توليتم من بعد ذلك فلولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لكنتم من الخاسرين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم And remember when we took an oath from you and we raised Mount Sinai al-Tur above your heads and said, hold fast onto this book which we granted you and bear in mind that which has been stated therein with this hope that you may become pious. Then you turned away thereafter, so had it not been the grace of Allah upon you and His mercy, you would have been among the losers. Respected viewers, we heard two verses from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 63 and 64. We also heard their translation. Now it is mentioned that Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, who is a great Nabi, and from Anbiya who are Ulul Azm Anbiya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Torah upon Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, and he had this great honor being Kalimullah, who could converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he alayhi salam was granted Torah, divine book from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and he came to Bani Israel and he read the book to them. And he asked them to follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bani Israel, fulfill the commandment of your Lord Azza wa Jal. As soon as this was said, the Bani Israel, they became rebellious and they refused to fulfill the commands of Rabb Azza wa Jal. You know, when a child is not taking medicine because it is sour or it doesn't taste good, what happens is parents become firm to give the medicine, no matter child likes it or not. So this is the case. The commandments of Torah were medicine for Bani Israel. Hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was strict in this regard. And Sayyidina Jibreel Amin was ordered, and Sayyidina Jibreel Amin uprooted Mountain Sinai, and that was brought right above the heads of Bani Israel, and it was held on top of their heads. And they were asked, hold fast onto this book which we granted you, and bear in mind that which has been stated therein. When Bani Israel saw that right above their head is a big, massive mountain hanging, and it could fall any time, they all went into prostration, sajda, straight away. And they made promise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, we accept all your commandments, and we will also follow them and act upon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted their repentance, and the mountain left, and that came right on its own place, back. What happened after that? ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ Then you turned away thereafter, meaning when they saw the death was right upon their heads, and then they accepted the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They repented and they apologized. And as soon as that calamity was lifted, removed from their heads, then they became rebellious again. They broke their promise again. They did not act upon Torah. They did not kept on reading Torah. And they started making amendments, additions and subtractions within the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they made their book means of their earning. So in return, what should have happened was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent the adab, punishment, again upon them. But Allah is Rahman, Allah is Rahim, Allah is kind, Allah is merciful. And what is said? فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَكُنْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ So had it not been for the grace of Allah upon you and His mercy, you would have been among the losers. It was the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They remained saved. We learn many accounts from this account of Quran. First of all, look at the mercy of Rabb ta'ala Azza wa Jalla. We are the bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We become rebellious. We commit sins, and sometimes we speak more than our own ability and standing. We do not fear, but it is Rabb ta'ala Azza wa Jalla, who is Kareem, who is Rahman, and who is Rahim, compassionate, kind, merciful. If you just compare what's happening this day and age and what had happened with Bani Israel when the punishment came upon their heads, they straight away repented. They went into sajda, prostration. A more or less similar is happening this day and age. A small earthquake happens for a few seconds. We start reciting, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And we start repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we start saying, Astaghfirullah, 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 oh Allah, forgive us. But as soon as that calamity is lifted, is removed through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we start engaging ourselves back to the sins. If the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wasn't with us, if the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of our Rabb Azza wa Jal wasn't with us, the sins what we are committing, we are indulged in, we would have been destroyed completely, and irrespective viewers of Badr Nation. Nations, they were held responsible and they were punished for their particular sins they possessed. Whereas in this day and age, many, many, many collective sins are present. It is just the mercy of Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal and the presence of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam that collective punishment is not coming upon the Ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah protect us. May Allah not punish us. But we need to think which way we are heading to. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ لَوْ يُؤَاخِذُهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا لَعَجَّلَ لَهُمُ الْعَذَابِ. Your Lord is most forgiving, the possessor of mercy. Had He seized them due to their deeds, He would certainly have hastened punishment for them. Allahu Akbar. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that punishment is not there, even we are sinning, just because of the mercy and fadl of our Rabb ta'ala azza wa jalla. Ya Khuda, rahmat teri haavi hai tere qahar par, fadl o rahmat ke sahare ji raha badkar hai, banda e badkar hoon behad zaleel o khar hoon, maghfirat farma ilahi tu bada ghaffar hai. Amir of Ahl Sunnah is praying in the court of Rabb Ta'ala, so ya Allah, I'm a sinner, it is just your fadl that I am living, I just need your mercy. We are filled in sins, we are rebellious. It is Rabb Ta'ala who has covered our mistakes. And we are living due to the mercy of Rabb Ta'ala, due to the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If fadl is not there, we will be destroyed. We won't be able to stand before Rabb Ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. We will not be able to even imagine and think how to cross the bridge of Sirat if the fadl and rahmah of Allah is not with us, or will not be with us. تُونَ دُنْيَا مَنْ بِعَيْبُوا گُو چُبَایا يَا خُدَا حَشْرْ مَنْ بِي لَاج رَكْ لِنَا كَ تُو سَتَّار هَي. Oh Allah, you have covered my sins in this dunya. On the Day of Judgment, please keep my sins covered as you are Sattar, the one who covers the mistakes. نیکیاں پلے نہیں آقا شفاعت کیجئے آپ کی نظر کرم ہوگی تو بیڑا پار ہے. يا رسول اللہ, I have no good deeds in my accounts, and I am depending upon your shafa'ah. And if you will cast your blessed sight upon me, I'll be sorted. Respected viewers, Sufia, they mention that the example of a human insan in this dunya is just like a shop owner. And this life is the shop, and what he sells are the a'mal. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala buys the product he sells in the shape of his good deeds and a'mal, then the buyer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in exchange of his good deeds, the value of his good deeds is nothing but Jannah. And if he sells sins in the shape of a'mal, meaning he commits sins, then the buyer is Shaitan. And the value of the sins in exchange is nothing but Jahannam. Allah protect. Hence, the one who wants that Rabb Ta'ala Azza wa Jal grants him Jannah and his good deeds become valuable in return of Jannah, he should do good deeds. Baagh Jannat mein Muhammad muskurate jayenge, phool rahmat ke jhadenge hum uthate jayenge. Respected viewers, we heard that Bani Israel did not do ita'at. They did not obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was the reason they became disgraced. But if we want honor, respect, what should we do? We should fulfill the commandments of Allah ta'ala azza wa jal. If we want Jannah, we should fulfill the commandments of Allah ta'ala azza wa jal. Sayyidina Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala, and he says, بايعنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم على السمع والطاعة في اليسر والعسر. Meaning, we did bay'ah on the hands of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم upon this. No matter it is tough time or easy, in every condition we will listen the order and we will obey. This was the passion of Sahaba Ikram. No matter what circumstances were, they always remained obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So Sahaba Ikram, they used to follow the uswa of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, no matter what conditions or circumstances were. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam once came on minbar, and Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan were standing Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam said, ijlisu, sit down. Sayyid Abdullah bin Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala, and who was not present in masjid at that time. He was far in Qabila Banu Ghanam. And he radiyallahu an heard the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam from there. He did not think that this order or hukm is not for me because I'm not right now in the masjid. This is for the people who are present in the masjid. Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan, they would not think like that. They wouldn't find logics and reasons to follow or to do ityaat of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam or to obey Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. As soon as he radiallahu anhu heard, ijlisu, sit down, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala anhu sat down where he was standing. This was the level of ita'at. This was the level of obedience. Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan, they had. Now there are two things what we learn from this beautiful narration. One is the miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Where now is Masjid Jumu'ah, near that used to be tribe Banu Ghanam. And its distance from Masjid Nabawi is 3 kilometers. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam sitting in Masjid Nabawi, and he alayhi salatu wa taslim said, ijlisu, sit down. No speaker, no sound system, no mic, but the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached 3 kilometers away. Walana Jameel Razavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes, Dur ne nazdik ne awaz yaksa hi suni. Dur ne nazdik ne awaz yaksa hi suni. Jo huwe balai minbar rahmatul lil alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq that we also hear the blessed and sweet voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And then Allah also says, Pai kuba pul se guzrenge teri awaz par. Pai kuba pul se guzrenge teri awaz par. Rabb sallim ki sada par wajd laate jayenge. Rabb sallim ki sada par wajd laate jayenge. On the day of judgment, when we'll be crossing the bridge of Sirat, thinner than hair, sharper than sword, in that darkness, Allahu Akbar, when Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam will say, Rabbi sallim, Rabbi sallim. Oh Allah, make them cross with ease. Oh Allah, make them cross with ease. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, we'll be barefoot, and Sirat will be sharper than sword. But as soon as the beautiful, sweet voice of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam will come in our ears, we'll be crossing the bridge of Sirat, which is sharper than sword, and we barefooted will cross that bridge of Sirat in ecstasy, in the state of Wajd. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is the love Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi possesses for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also look at the passion of obedience of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu an, that he was 3 kilometers away. As soon as he heard the hukum of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, order of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, 3 kilometers away, straight away he acted upon. Straight away he obeyed and he sat where he was radiallahu an. We also need this level of obedience, this passion to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once a sahabi Rasul radiallahu an, he was wearing a colorful shawl. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not like that. But he alayhi salatu wa sallam did not forbid him from wearing. No hukum or order was given that remove this shawl. Only just said, what is this? That sahabi Rasul understood the mindset of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam from his tone of language, that he alayhi salatu wasalam did not like this shawl. Straight away he went home. Now it was enough that he would have removed it. He could have saved it. He could have placed it at home. But look at the love Sahaba Ikram alayhim Ridwan had. He went, as soon as he reached home, he put that into the stove and burnt that shawl, which Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam did not like. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This was the level of love Sahaba Ikram they had for Rasulullah. This was the level of obedience. Not even the hukum was made The order was given. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam clearly did not say, just mizaji Rasul. The blessed mood of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was understood. What he likes and what he doesn't. Through the tone of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam, his blessed language, sahaba would understand what is liked and what is not. And they would act upon, they would obey. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we also fulfill the commandments of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and we obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and we follow the sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. Respective views of Madani Shan, this is the fadl and rahmah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that punishment is not coming upon us. No doubt at all. But the secret lies behind the ita'at of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. These are the few pearls and wisdoms we learned from today's episode. Keep watching Madani Channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. I'll be back with another beautiful episode. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge is light.